Well, good morning. Today is Friday, December 2nd. I welcome you to Morning Motivation, where we start your day off right with godly breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams, and this is our 15 minutes of fired up praise, word, and prayer so that you feed your soul just like you feed your natural body. Our topic for today is, are you the wicked witch? Are you the wicked witch? And I know that the callers are going, what in the world? Well, remember that we are continuing our instruction of the seven deadly sins as we remove all clutter this year, counting down to 2017. We've done deadly sin number one, according to Proverbs, which was excessive pride. We've done deadly sin number two, which was a lying tongue. And on yesterday, we conquered deadly sin number three, which was hands that shed innocent blood. Well, the next thing that God hates is a heart that devises wicked imaginations. Hence the topic, are you the wicked witch? Check your heart. Our scripture will come from Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. While you're getting your word ready, I want to welcome everyone to the call this morning. Please remember that I host Morning Motivation Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have missed any of these teachings that I just discussed, you can view them on our website at www.fillthefire.com. That also includes all of the teachings for the last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge. Again, that's www.fillthefire.com. Let's get into this word. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. And I'm reading from the KJV. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies. Ooh, I can't wait till I get that one. And he that soweth discord among the brethren. So today we're dealing with number four, a heart that devises wicked imaginations. Now, I want you to just think about that for a minute. Do you know people who just seem to always have nothing better to do than to sit up and think about something evil to do to someone else? There's always retaliation. There's always retribution. It's always an eye for an eye. I mean, even for the smallest of things, they have the inability to let things go. So day in and day out, all they're doing is devising harm that they want to bring to someone else. The sad thing about having such a dirty heart, yes, I said it, a dirty heart, is that the dirt and the evil that the person is pumping throughout their own spirit and body toxifies them. That person becomes a toxic, overly negative person to the point where you cannot even enjoy being in their presence. If you say, oh, it's going to be a beautiful day, they say, well, I think it's going to rain because my arthritis is acting up. If you say, oh, that sun is so nice, they say, well, it's a little too hot. It keeps burning my skin every day. If you say, I love that person's dress, well, if that's the best they can afford. If you say, I praise God, this is the day that the Lord has made, they reply with what's good about it. If you say, I'm going to forgive someone and also have grace and mercy to where I resume fellowship, they find every reason why you should not. These people have a toxic heart, which converts into a toxic nature, which evolves into a toxic personality, which results into a toxic life. And if you attach yourself to them, you will also find yourself becoming a toxic person. How do you know when you're constantly around that person where the heart devises wicked imaginations, that wicked witch? You have no joy in their presence ever. You can't even laugh in conversation with them. If you came in feeling good, you leave out feeling miserable. If you called them laughing and smiling, you will end the call in tears and frowning and crying. If you were skipping when you saw them, you'll be hobbling away when you leave. They have no joy. They have no peace. And their only goal in life is to sit up and determine how they can kill somebody else, not just naturally, but how they can kill you spiritually. Because as is the spirit, so goes the body. As is the head, so goes the body. And your leadership is your spiritual soul. That's your nucleus. Your spirit determines how you will behave naturally. The closeness or the proximity of your relationship with God determines the behaviors and conduct we will see you exemplify externally. So you got to kill the wicked witch. Not naturally now. Not naturally. Let's clear it up, because I have callers from all over, and I want to give you a little laughter this morning because it does the heart good like medicine. But you have to decide that I am not going to attach myself to a person whose heart devises wicked imaginations, and that I will not become a person whose heart devises wicked imaginations. Now, let me tell you something, because I'm authentic. The people who know me, they're probably laughing if they're on the call right now, because they know I'm just very real. Because what good is giving a word if you can't teach people how to apply it practically? When someone has hurt you, it is very hard not to devise wicked imaginations, especially if they hurt you repetitively or very deeply. And maybe you have forgiven them, you know, over and over and over. And remember what I taught you about forgiveness during the last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge. Forgiveness just means that you accept a person's apology and you release them from that. But it does not require you to go back into renewed fellowship. That's called grace and mercy. And I gave you the example of the thief hanging beside Jesus on the cross, wherein he asked for forgiveness. And the Lord's reply was, "Then you shall be with me in paradise." But he didn't bring him down from the cross. In other words, the thief still suffered the natural consequences of the violation or of the act. So forgiveness requires us to forgive the act and apology, but it does not remove the natural consequences of it. If you think I'm joking, go out and fornicate tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and probably she'll be pregnant tomorrow. Now, she may ask for forgiveness for the fornication, and you may ask for forgiveness, gentlemen, for the fornication, and God will forgive you, but he's not going to come in and abort the baby. You having to go on through the baby, that is the natural progression of that act. Now, the child is going to end up being a blessing because God blesses all of his children. But the goal is to show you that the consequences or the repercussions or the undesired outcome is not removed due to forgiveness. That's God's grace and mercy. The only time, and notice I said natural outcome, because spiritually, when he forgives, he removes the spiritual outcome or consequences of hell, and he grants us eternal life. Another example would be someone who is arrested and maybe they murdered somebody. They can ask God for forgiveness and God will forgive. He is a loving and just God who desires that all men, all women come into knowledge of repentance and the truth. He'll forgive, but it will be his grace and mercy that comes in and maybe spares that person from the death penalty, or spares that person from life in prison, or spares that person from prison at all. So I understand that when a person has hurt you deeply, they've wounded you, they've disrespected you. This could be a friend. This could be a spouse. This could be your boyfriend or girlfriend. This could be your children. This could be your boss. It is very hard to be in their presence and your heart not just conjure up its own wicked imaginations. You remember that song, something about flatten the tires, burst the windows out the car. You know, all of these things. You just feel like, Lord, just release me one time and let me just go ahead and do this one time. People say, oh, I just got to lay my Christianity down for one time and take care of them. Oh, if I could just take care of it. So I understand that that feeling arises. That is in the flesh. It's a natural feeling. But remember what we just read in Proverbs 16 through 19. God hates a heart that devises wicked imaginations. And our goal is to be a light. And throughout the remainder of this month, I'm going to be encouraging you to do that, because there may be some people who come to you that need you to encourage them, because maybe they are devising some kind of retaliation or retribution or vengeance. And they'll need you to quote this same scripture and say, look, I know how you feel. I understand naturally that you have this pain, but God hates a heart that devises wicked imaginations. Give the pain to God. If the person will not apologize, if they will not ask for forgiveness, they may never repent. They may never be remorseful to you. They may be okay every day with how they treated you. And whereas people tell you, don't worry, they don't go to bed tonight, they don't sleep well at night, that's a lie. People who are corrupt, they sleep well at night because that's their nature. But you are the light. Don't let it become your nature. That is the distinction between the children of the Lord, the Christians, and those who are in darkness, is that we have a nature, a character of being the light. Hallelujah. Let's get ready and go into prayer right quickly. Remember that the lines are muted, so no one can hear you. I want you to begin to praise God right now, because some of you on the call may really be needing to release some things to the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Lord, we magnify you this morning. This is Friday, God. We've made it another day, and we thank you, Jesus. My soul, hallelujah, loves Jesus. Hallelujah. My soul, hallelujah, loves you, Jesus. Dear Lord, we come this morning in your name. We just count it a joy to be in your presence, to be on the call in our right mind. Lord, today we come asking for release, that we can relinquish all pain and anger and feelings of retaliation, vengeance, and retribution to you this morning, so that we can be a light. Whomever it may be, God, who has hurt us, disrespected us, trampled over us, walked over us, used us as a doormat, not cared, not been considerate of our feelings, walked away, neglected, abandoned, Lord God, violated us in any way, those, Lord God, who have trespassed against us, we forgive them in the name of Jesus. If they never come and ask us, God, we forgive them so that we can be free. Lord, we ask forgiveness of every sin in our own lives and every trespass that we have committed. From this day forward, Lord, we want to walk in the light and be free. We no longer want to have hearts that devise wicked imaginations. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen to me. Your task for today is to choose. Hear the word, choose to think on good things. If you think on good things, you will glow. And externally, everyone will see it, because your heart will not devise wicked imaginations. but it will be a heart that pops out good things and light. People are looking to you today and all this weekend. Be a light. Think on good things. Remember, I will be here Monday morning. I want to see you again at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Until then, what you going to do? Go get your blessing and let your heart think on good things today, because you will not live with a heart that devises wicked imaginations. What was the topic? We're going to go in and we are not going to be the wicked witch. Go check your heart. I love you guys. Bye-bye.